This is GQDN for Friday, June 7th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Put those drink mixes in your drinks. But you have to order them by swiftenergy.gg. And when you do, put in the promo code Quest. Lots of great stuff in there. By patreon.com/groupquest. Lots of great stuff up there too. And by stackup.org. By the way, that's 25% off your purchase. SwiftEnergy.g. In today's news, well, just game announcements. Because the Summer Game Fest did happen. And we're going to start off with that because that was the first thing to pop off today. GamesRadar.com. And here is everything that was announced at the Summer Games Fest. First off, LEGO Horizon Adventures. So that rumor did come true. And that will be this year sometime. It'll be on almost all the platforms except for Xbox. That's PC, PlayStation 5, and Nintendo Switch. So, LEGO, here we go. Now, next up was Chivalry Devs bringing back Left 4 Dead contender. No More Room in Hell 2. 13 years after the first one came in, and now this game called No More Room in Hell will be out. I believe they said next year, if not Halloween time this year. Now, Harry Potter's Quidditch Champions will be out September 3rd, and that'll be for the consoles and PC. And a nice little cute one called Cuff Bust, and you'll be helping out some alien mice breaking out of jail. That'll come out later this year. Then they went to Star Wars Outlaws, and that did confirm that Lando will be on the game itself. That comes out later this year, and the Ubisoft Forward gameplay will have further details on that. So we'll be looking forward to Ubisoft's Forward. Now, Neva, that was made by the indie devs that was behind the platform gem Gris in 2018, is now coming to you, and you will have a sword for Neva. Oh, Civilization 7 is confirmed, and it'll be coming out on PC and consoles next year. I tell you what, my uncle was alive, he'd be loving that. Now, Black Myth Wukong Collector's Edition was revealed, and it is $400. And it has a 40-centimeter figure with it. So is it worth it? We'll see. I'll have my opinions on that tomorrow. Probably. Now, the open-world survival game called Once Human comes out July 9th. So that should be pretty good. The Metaphor Refunzio has 40 jobs that will transform your characters within its RPG. And that is believed to come out next year. And Batman is making a comeback. Arkham Shadows did get a new story trailer, and that'll be on Meta Quest 3. We'll get to Meta Quest 3 again here in a bit, but Batman is indeed coming back. Tears of Metal will be that hack and slash co-op. Oh, and if you like Dragon Ball, just wait till October 11th, because Dragon Ball Sparking Zero is the release date for that game. Now, if you like some shooters, Delta Force Hawk Ops game Black Hawk Down is going in the alpha mode this July, and that'll be on PC only, so Steam basically. So if you like the FPS scene, that's the one for you. Fatal Fury City of Wolves, that's a side-scrolling one if I'm not mistaken, comes in 2025, and the Battle Crush Early Access is also coming in June. Mecha Break Closed Beta will be coming this August. And then Blumhouse came into the scene, and they did reveal that they are making games and not just movies. That's when they hit the stage and said, here's our slate. Now, we'll get to one later on in the show, but they did show up. You know, I like my Ninja Turtles, but I like my Power Rangers too. Mighty Morphing Power Ranger Rita's Rewind was announced, and that'll be either next year or the year after. Now, Deer and Boy is a platformer, and that's where a kid found a hurt fawn. And again, that's a platformer, so you're together. People did give some good reviews to that, at least by looking at it. Jeff said, this looks like a very good game. So I'm just saying what he said. Now, Kingdom Come, Deliverance 2, did get a new trailer, and they were showing off some, well, some things in the medieval RPG, and yeah, things get a little bit raunchy. I would agree with the Games Radar on that. Slitherhead now has a November release date, and Beans, yes, I said Beans, is coming soon. So this is going to be like a 007 adventure for me. Karen is a climbing game, and that will be coming sometime next year. Wanderstop is the Stanley Parable creator that has a take on Stardew Valley. So if you like Stardew Valley, you might want to look at Wanderstop. Paranormal Mystery Unknown 9 Awakening got a new story trailer. Interesting there. And Otria, the last song, also got a new trailer and an updated demo. And The First Descendant now has a July 2nd release date. And the Among Us People developers launched their publishing arm called Outer Sloth. And they did showcase a couple possible games. But that wasn't their biggest announcement. Their biggest announcement says that Among Us TV, yes, they made it official, is going to CBS, which means most likely it'll be Paramount Plus. And Sonic X Shadows Generations did reveal its launch date along with Shadows Powers, and that'll be launching October 25th. Dune Awakening is coming as well, and that showed some of the storyline that will have an alternate history to the books and films. And then Battle Aces came on, so that's an RTS for everybody. And according to the developer, he equated that to both World of Warcraft and Hearthstone. So will that be that way for Battle Aces? Feels a little more like Stark for me. That's not a negative, and that's not a positive review either. But that's what they said. And that's what I said. The finals is going to Kyoto June 13th. And we knew that Night Springs was going to be Alan Wake's 2 DLC. And not just that. If you wanted a physical copy for some things, collector's edition, that will be available later this year for Alan Wake 2. Now, if you play New World, Eternum is coming October 15th. And that'll be coming to PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S. No, I'm sorry, Xbox Series X. My bad, not S. But still, October 15th. Hyperlight Breaker will have early access later this summer. Party Animals is going to have a cart mode. And EA did show up as well, showing off the way before alpha footage and some very interesting play styles ahead of the playtest this fall. We also knew that Power World is going to have a new island, but they also showed off some new gear, buildings, bosses, and pals. And the, I'm quoting Games Radar on this, community manifested Grillet. Valorant, after being on PC for 4 years, is going to PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S. And if you want to try it on the consoles, you can play the beta test next week. Monster Hunter Wilds did confirm some crossplay for all the platforms in a series first, and they also revealed what may be coming to be a most important monster. Phantom Blade Zero is getting a combat-heavy new trailer as well. Now that was all the games that was announced at the Summer Games Fest. There were also some interviews. There were also some commercials that happened there too. And all of those had some different things to it. But next up was Day of the Devs. And IGN does bring this because the Day of the Devs did have some different games there to it. And that includes Simpler Times, the Battle Vision Network, which that's going to be a battler itself. They did talk more about Karen. A game called Petal Runner, and that's a GBA-style RPG. Karma, The Dark World, and that is a horror-type game. UFO 50, that has a lot of games to it. 50 different games. And they're not, well, at least what they were advertising is they are not mini-games. They're small games to large games. Now, UFO 50 will be out on Steam on September 18th. And there were also some cozy games like Camp Spirit, which is where you had to make the fire happy and to deal with some other stuff too, like befriending some ghost bears. There's some crafting and building that stuff, and that'll be out June 25th, so later on this month. Then there was Choria, and that is where you have to free a puppy from a trap, and you two have to work together to get home through the woods. That would mean that you have to avoid a group of hunters that are following them because they want to capture the puppy. And the journey is told in sound and music. Now, a ranger is a very different game itself. There, the tiles that you're on would actually scroll with you. So if you're looking for something like that, a ranger will be coming to PlayStation 5, PC, and Nintendo Switch on July 25th. And Cozy Game Pals was aligning themselves with Blumhouse, and they made the game called Fear of the Spotlight. So yeah, there's a horror game to it. And there's one called Screenbound. That is where you're in one world, but you have to look at the screen that you're holding, because if you don't, you could actually be hit by enemies. Enemies hit you, you die. You can't see them in the 3D world, but you can see them in 2D world. The only thing you have to worry about in the 3D world is falling. And then there was Zookos. And there you're running the zoo at night. You have to give these animals their medicine, because if you don't, well, bad things happen. Very bad things happen. But if you want to see bad things happen, you can check out Tom the Post Girl. Oh, Zookos will be coming to PC sometime this year. Now, Tom the Post Girl isn't as horrific as the last game, but still pretty weird. So she likes to look in, she being Tom, likes to look in on the people. She's a peeping Tom. So we'll see what happens with that one. That comes out next year, Q3. Now, keeping with the horror genre, Psychoroma is a cyberpunk horror game, and basically you're a robot, essentially, that has amnesia, and there's some other things that scare you too. That game will be coming out soon via both PC and Steam. Now, you might go from something scary to something really weird. Interesting, but weird. Building relationships. Yes, you're a building. You're a house. I said it. You're a house. And basically, your job is to run around as a house. And you can also fish. You'll be fishing up cars. Okay, it is what it is. Now, a little to the left, a little organization game said they're going to come out with a DLC. So if you like to get stars with that one, it'll be out June 25th on all the things. Steam, Switch, Xbox, PlayStation, and so on and so forth. Then there's Hello Again. Basically, you're a postmaster. You're trying to deliver a package on an island, but you crashed your boat on that island, and now you're just reliving the day. And you're the only one that knows that you're reliving the day. So, yeah. And then there's a game called While Waiting. Lots of mini games, lots of stuff, lots of things, so on and so forth. And that will release on both PC and mobile next year. Then there came After Love EP. Now that is a story about a musician who hears the voice of his girlfriend after she dies. It is a narrative game with a dating sim with some rhythm elements that does explore grief, love, and ways to love yourself. Now there's no release yet, but the developer that was talking said that they're looking at an October release date for PC, Switch, PlayStation, and Xbox. And that was dedicated to by the developer that was working on the game that passed. Now, Phoenix Springs is a point-and-click adventure. It's about a reporter that was looking for a brother. And you want to solve puzzles, you want to do this and that. Well, then this game will be for you. It comes out September 16th, 2024, this year. And they ended it with Tides of Tomorrow. Now, there wasn't much about this game, but it is a multiplayer game that was developed by Road 96, DigiArt, and people had some playthroughs through that same story. Now, Tides of Tomorrow will be coming to PC, but there's no release date yet. At least that's what we know. Last but not least, from GameInformer.com, Devolver Digital has it presentation. Words are hard. And they were going through some of the games too that they had in their platform. And that is Processors, and that is a game from Heart Machine. And it'll be coming to some of the consoles and PC next year. Jinjutsu is a bit of a combat type game. And that'll be coming to PC sometime, well, Game Informer says sometime in the future, so that means about 2025, 2026. And then they came out with Cult of the Lamb, Unholy Alliance. The Unholy Alliance update will come August the 12th, and it adds a new playable character, the Goat. And the Goat will be helping out the Lamb, and that big one for quite possibly one of the best games in 2022. Now, Talos Principle 2, The Road to Elysium, is a three-part story, and that'll be coming next week, June 14th. The first story will be Orpheus Ascending, the second one will be the Isle of the Blessed, and the third one will be Into the Abyss. Then, if you want to go beat up things, Angerfoot may be your game, because as a first-person shooter slash kicker, and that'll be up on PC on July 11th. And then they showed Crush House, and that'll be a inspired third-person shooter that will launch on PC August 9th. But the publisher did reveal a new demo for the game, and it is available right now. So, tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge, which is where I'm at right now, even though it's dark. So everybody can see my face. It's just really, really dark. That is where we will see you after the future game show. Yeah, it's going to be a busy day for streaming for me. This has been a DawnForge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for the weekly show. Until then, go play some games, people.